proclamation number 5182 dated the August 5th, 1951. Divine word. Psychic messages. Disguise. Mark. Anyone who wants to serve me will be accepted by me, and his work in my vineyard will be allocated to him by me, because I alone know what kind of work each person is capable of doing. They will be able to serve me consciously and unconsciously, that is, they will be able to know that they've been chosen by me for a task, but they will also be able, impelled by their heart, to do something which is considered vineyard work by me as well, without knowing themselves that they are loyal co-workers for me in the redemption work of the last days before the end. However, they all need to have heartfelt love for me and their neighbor, otherwise the work for me and my kingdom cannot be carried out. And this heartfelt love, the fulfillment of my commandments of love, will also provide my servant with the strength for his richly blessed work, because the work for me requires particular knowledge which can only be acquired through selfless activity of love, and precisely this knowledge is the strength conveyed to the person which he shall subsequently use according to my will. And thus you will also understand that a certain amount of knowledge about the eternal truth is a prerequisite for working in my vineyard. And this will also show you the mark of my true servants on earth, for you humans will always be able to obtain clarification from them concerning me and my kingdom. They must possess a certain amount of knowledge which makes them my true representatives on earth. How and in what way they will have received this knowledge always has to be checked, for only the origin determines the value and credibility of this knowledge. For my true representatives on earth must have been educated by me myself, because only I can dispense the truth and, as the primary source of truth, also convey it wherever I require people to proclaim my word and where the conditions are in place for a loyal servant to enter into my service. It is and will remain a fact that I speak to those people who listen for my voice within themselves, who appeal to me with faith and love to receive my spirit, and that I will then present to them everything which they ought to pass on to their fellow human beings again, so that the truth shall be spread throughout the world. Yet faith and love must be present, otherwise I cannot speak to a person, since only a devout person listens and only a loving heart is able to hear my voice. Thus I establish a heartfelt connection with such a person through the word, which is the outpouring of myself and thus testifies to me. This word is thus spoken by me myself, that is, the spiritual emanations of myself shape themselves into comprehensible thoughts for your sound as audible words within your heart. Yet I can also convey my word to you in the form of a transmission, if I want to delight the blissful beings in the spiritual kingdom, to whom the conveyance of strength from me signifies increased happiness. In that case you will receive my word through my messengers of light which, however, will not diminish the word in the slightest because it cannot be changed as long as it originates from the spiritual kingdom, i.e., has not yet been changed through human will. However, it is to be noted that I am talking about my word, about the transference of the pure truth, which proclaims my will and imparts to people the knowledge about their relationship with me and their earthly task. Yet not all transmissions from the spiritual kingdom can be called my word, because this is the purest truth which can only be transmitted as my direct emanation by beings who are enlightened themselves. But beings also exist which want to communicate themselves, although they are not enlightened as yet or only possess a limited amount of knowledge but nevertheless have the opportunity to make themselves understood by people on earth, be it by way of thought transference or through a medium of whose will and also physical functions they veiled themselves in order to speak to people. And these messages should not be confused with my word. They should not be described as my word and therefore should not be referred to as the working of my spirit in the human being. For my spirit can only be effective under certain conditions. These messages, however, can be heard by all people who are merely prepared to enter into contact with the spiritual kingdom and listen to the beings' suggestions with more or less good intentions. These beings can also impart truth, but there is no guarantee that their comments are pure truth, because the degrees of maturity of these beings differ considerably and the human being, as such, is unable to judge the level of maturity. Yet such comments can never be described as divine revelations. They are far more likely to endanger divine revelations if the human being does not possess a clear power of judgment which enables him to distinguish and separate proclamations from the spiritual kingdom. To receive my word, directly or through messengers of light, requires first of all the will to hear me, for I will not let my voice sound in the human being's heart without his willingness to receive it, because only this proves his belief in my working of the spirit within the human being. Furthermore, a loving way of life must have prepared the heart to become a worthy vessel to receive my spirit. And the human being who receives my word must work with it for me and my kingdom. For my word is the epitome of knowledge concerning my will, it is the impartation of realization, it is profound wisdom, it is the formulated truth which shall be conveyed to humanity and cannot be conveyed by any other means but by way of revelations which are received by a person on behalf of all people who want to accept them. Thus my word is effectively the evidence of my contact with people. And since through my word people are offered the truth, the light from the heavens, it is understandable that the opposing Lord will also find ways and means to darken this light, to falsify the truth and thus to prevent my activity. He will not shy away from expressing himself in the same manner where human will allows him to do so. Yet only where the human beings will facilitate his intention will he be able to try it. Often the slightest occasions will enable him to exert his influence, if worldly thoughts occupy a person, which will then always be temptations by which Satan will try to push himself in. My kingdom is not of this world, so anyone who wants to communicate with me, who wants to hear my voice, must be able to completely detach himself from the earthly world, and what he wants must only be spiritual knowledge. If, however, he is still earthly minded, my adversary will instantly interfere, and he is entitled to do so because the earthly world is his domain. Yet you can always resist him yourselves by banishing the world from your thoughts. Anyone who desires to hear me must have broken free from the world although he still lives in the midst of the world. And thus I can only ever caution those of you who desire to hear my word from turning your sights to the world, because then you will be enabled to perceive my word in all its purity. Instead, the prince of the world will often intervene because he will seize every opportunity to counteract the truth, and you will be providing him with this opportunity yourselves if you are worldly minded. Then you will hardly recognize him because he will also avail himself of my word in order to deceive you, because he will disguise himself as an angel spirit and use apparently noble words and yet cause gradual confusion by spreading doubt into human hearts, thus trying to prevent pure contact between a person and me. This is why not everyone is suitable to work as a teacher, for this requires absolute truth and therefore a complete turning away from the world in order to be able to receive the pure truth from me. And therefore you humans will also have to learn to differentiate between my word, the pure gospel, the clear realization, hence a higher knowledge which corresponds to the truth, and communications from the spiritual kingdom which may well be good and true but may also be interspersed with messages from the kingdom of darkness if the human being's own attitude towards the world offers the opportunity for it. My word guarantees purest truth, and my word can also be imparted to you through my will by messengers of light and nonetheless remain my word. Yet psychic recipients who receive messages from spiritual beings and thus, to a certain extent, are their mouthpieces, should beware not to become exploited by lower forces. They should not let themselves be deceived by lovely words, for this is the mask of the one who is an enemy of truth and also the means of gaining access to circles which genuinely look for me yet have not entirely abandoned the world in order to be safe from temptations from below due to my constant presence. My word is offered to you humans plainly and purely because I myself choose servants for myself whom I know are suitable for the office of being a recipient and advocate of my word and whom I will therefore also protect as long as their will applies to me alone and as long as they want to serve me as an instrument. For you humans shall never be able to complain that you are denied the pure truth. I will always convey my word to earth and also make sure that it is circulated, because people's salvation of soul depends on the fact that they will be instructed in the truth. Amen.